welcome back everyone to Elul Mitzvah. And we're going to finish off Hilchus partnership and Mitzvah Shem in this Zman. Maybe have time to start a small little topic before we head for the big topic next month. Mitzvah Shahada happened with partnerships. You're the partnership law, because you've been learning for many weeks. And this Shiloh should be very easy for you, I hope. So, we have Reuven and Shimon who are partners. What's their partnership? Shimon is the more powerful person. And he comes to Shimon, so go to visit. 50-50, we put the money in. 50-50, equally. We're going to buy property. Going to set up a company where the property would be held in its name. For tax reasons, I want the name of the company to be solely under you, Shimon. Okay? But we're partners. We made the contracts of that part. I don't know what's about that. The partnership you have, company is held in the company solely under Shimon. Okay? So, buy the property, put it in the company, they get a mortgage from the bank. That's all good property deals do. Now, things don't go so smoothly as far as the market goes.
Reuven was the only one to sign on the mortgage.
Who took out the mortgage?
Shimon.
Of course, Shimon.
So who owns the partnership?
Reuven and Shimon is the partnership. The more affluent one says, I want it in my name. So we have a chevra, a company that's solely under your name, the Shimon.
That's the one that owns the company.
Yes, Shimon owns the company.
Okay.
So they took out the mortgage. Who took out the mortgage? In whose name? Reuven and Shimon together, but officially, Shimon. Things don't go so well. Markets fall. Prices don't come in. Money is not easy for people to get around. And the banks are suffering because they're getting lots of bad debts. Now they know Shimon, the bank, and they know he's not such a strong financial position. So they arrange a meeting with Shimon, and they say to him, "Look, Shimon, you're not in a good position, and we want to make things good and easy for you that you're able to survive." So we're making a deal. We're going to change the terms of the mortgage. The bad debts of the mortgage that you haven't paid a few months, we're going to wipe out. You don't have to worry about that. We're going to lower the interest rates that you have to pay. We're going to dispensation, make it larger, the time to pay. We're going to cut out some of the ribbons that you have to pay. The kids are a wonderful deal for you, Mr. Shimon, but good for us as well, Mr. Bank, because you survive. So the money that was gained and saved through such a deal went into hundreds of thousands. So now there's a ditto between Reuven and Shimon. Who gets the benefits of that saved money? Shimon says, well, we've got more money in the company because of the deal which was made from the bank.
Well, less money going
Why out. Did they make the deal, the bank, with you? Because of Shimon. If they would have known, the bank, that you're also over here, Mr. Reuven, no way would they made any deal with you. You're the affluent person. They got no worries about you. With me, they have worries. So the benefit which of me created the money being saved, and I should have sole ownership over that money that was saved, apart from the partnership.
There are so many factors here behind the scenes that really... Okay.
Maisa Jaya Kachai.
Is it America, Jewish bank or non-Jewish bank?
America.
But I don't understand. How is money coming in? It's just less money going out.
Yeah, less money going out.
Still, the value of the company is now higher.
Less money going out. More money is kept in the company that would have gone out.
So where is Shimon Tainin?
That money which I saved for the company, which was kept in, should be solely mine.
That's what a partnership does. We don't say, you save this money, so you get that. I save this money, so I get that.
Okay.
A partnership is we pour
okay.
Effort.
So therefore, that's it. That's it.
But aside from that,
okay.
He has no time now. The bank wasn't giving him tzedakah. The bank didn't do it because they want to keep him healthy. The bank did it because they want to keep the loan on their balance sheet.
Yes.
So it has nothing to do with Shimon.
But why did they prepare to make the deal?
No.
Because it was Shimon. If they would knew that was a real roofing there, yeah. No deal would be made.
That's not true.
It was.
Absolutely
it was.
Not true.
It was.
It's false. It's not either.
And the proof of... I don't know if this is an expression in English. Proof of the pudding.
Yeah. That's American proof.
Is that Shimon got this deal across other projects he had, and Reuven didn't get any deals on any of his other projects.
Was Reuven behind in any of the other projects?
What?
Was Reuven behind in any of the other projects?
No.
That's why. It has nothing to do with the position. It has to do with the bank has to write up the loan if they don't change it.
They don't. They know Shimon was doing deals with Reuven.
I'm sorry, the basement has to know the Matthias here.
Shimon was doing deals with Shimon. They weren't doing
I'm
deals with Reuven.
I'm telling you why. It has nothing to do with their intentions to help Shimon out. Because if they don't help Shimon out, they have to write the loan off their balance sheet.
But if it's based on this false pretense that's only Shimon involved and they don't know it's not Reuven, then you can say neither one gets it. They will back the bank.
Oh,
bank
you say
the whole offer based on the Mekasos.
Okay.
Give me your thoughts, maybe.
David Stas. It's surreal. I'll feed the papers. That's how it really was given out. Not necessarily given. It's really only given out to Shimon, officially. So, let's start the sugya, and it's not so simple as Matis would like to suggest. There's a Tosefta in Bava Metzia. It says the following halakha. Shutfim, we've got partnership. Shemoch lehem mosim. And the debt collectors, tax collectors gave a bit to, they were mochel. So it's a part of the debt, maybe, of the tax. Masha mochel, mochel lepsa. Bitu, like Martin says, whatever they released the chiv, the obligation to pay, it spread out equally amongst the partners. Vimamu, but if they said, when they did the mechila, they said, Bishul Ploni Mochlanu, that we're being mochel, the debt, the tax obligation because of one of the partners, Masha Mochel Mochelo, wherever that off is solely a gain to that partner. And the other partner can't have any benefit from that gain. So we have two cases here. One where they spread the mechila equally, and one where it's only given to one of the partners. Now, it's a bit vague. When do you say one, and when do you say the other? When do you say it's spread, and when do you say it's only given to one of the partners? So, because it's vague, there's a machlokas of when one applies or not. So the Mordechai in Baba Kama says that brings down the following things. Kosev Ram, nearly, fits to me, the ratio, the first case of the Tosefta where you have to spread it, is Orish Abikish Mehem Limchostam. The partner comes and says, you know, please, let us, don't be so drastic with your tax collection, let us off a bit. So, that was a stump plea. So therefore, a stump release is released to all the members of the partnership. Get that benefit. But if they said that we're releasing it because of you, even though you approached us, we wouldn't have come to you, but you approached us and asked for a release. And I said, we're releasing it because of you. Masha mochlu mochlu lo. Then that release benefit is only to him, not to the other partner.
The most sin assess a tax against the partnership or the property, or who do they say owes us tax?
This business.
Oh, the business?
This? Yeah. So that even though it's a debtor business, obligation to the business, a joint obligation business, the release of that obligation is not spread equally if they say, even if it came through your request, they say it's only to you, it only goes to you. Okay? Before we use this to analyze it into our case, let's hear the other possibility to learn. What does the other opinion say? The other opinion, in fact, is Rabbeinu Simcha. He says, no difference. Reisha. Teichemori. What's the case where you have to spread it? Ilema de mochlu stama. If you said that the spread case, you have to share it, is when they tax collect and says, yeah, we're releasing you. Stam, you the business. Shita. Of course you have to spread it. Why would you think otherwise? Masha mochlu mochlu, of course you have to share it. Elamori, that can't be the Reisha case. Must be Shabikish Echman Shufim, Shemochalo. One of the partners came and said, please, release us. Release me. He said, me, not us. Release me. Yeah, there's a debt that's here that's affecting me, so release me. Vaidei Bokasho Mochalo. And because of his personal quest, he said, we're releasing the debt because of you, to you. I feel a hawker, nevertheless, even though they specifically said the debt is released because of you, to you, Mochul Epsa, you still have to spread that gain with your other partner. I feel pretty sure even they said specifically, we're doing it because of you and only to you, and we want you to benefit. It doesn't matter. You have to spread it. What does the safer mean then? That when you don't spread it, that says, well, Bishop Ploni, you don't spread it. What's that case? I just said, even if they tell us that it's just because you are only to you, you still have to spread it. So what's the case where you don't spread it? Yeah, the price doesn't make sense now. The Tosefta doesn't make sense. It says in the safer, if they said because of you, what that? How you just explained me the case where you do spread? Pirish, what do you mean? Sha'omru ma'atzmon. There was never a request in the first case. They called him in and he said, we're letting you off. Only to you. He didn't initiate anything. We call you in. We say, you, only to you, you're off the hook. To you, not to your partner. Below Bakashatar, without being asked. Then you call him and say, you, only to you, then he gets it, and not his partner. So, we have a machlokes. When there's a release of a debt of the partnership, one of the partners can get it, but there's a machlokes when that can be. According to the Ram, that is when they say, you come and ask, and they say, okay, we'll give it to you. And they say specific to you, then you get it. Call you and say specifically, even in that case you don't get it. When you get it, when you don't come and ask, they call you in and give it to you, only to you. Now, knowing this knowledge, now, you have the power to now relate it back to our case. What's our case? Is it a case where everyone agrees you have to spread it? Will it be a case everyone agrees you don't have to spread it? Or be a case where it's a mark locus? What's our case?
It would seem like everyone agrees that only Shimon gets it. Except that in the case of these...
Why? You have to explain yourself.
Well, because if I understand correctly, the Mordechai is being more machmir in that sense. He's saying only if Shimon asks and then... he responded.
No, he's saying even if he asks, and they say,
"Guys, we'll make all right."
Then we'll make them.
Even if he asks, okay. But the Veda Simpa is saying only if he didn't ask. In our case, he didn't ask. In our case, the bank came to him.
So let's repeat the facts of our case of what happened. Back to our case, what happens? A good time, Eric, come in to hear this. Reuven Shimon partnership. They create a company which they only put on Shimon's name because Reuven doesn't want it under his name because it's tax reasons. He doesn't want it in his name, even though he's partners, he's only under Shimon's name. They buy property, they take a mortgage out on the property, obviously only in Shimon's name because the bank only recognizes that this belongs to Shimon. Reuven's much more affluent person. Shimon is not. Shimon is in a bit of financial distress, as most people are, and banks are losing lots, and then therefore they're worried that they're going to have a bad debt here with Shimon as well. So a meeting is arranged. A meeting is arranged, and Shimon puts forward his financial position, and he says, "You know what? I haven't been good on the mortgage for the last 2 or 3 months. You know why? Because my financial position is not good. And therefore, you need to make a deal with me." The bank says, "We want to make a deal with you." And therefore, they make a deal that says hundreds of thousands. Shimon says, "If I saved it, I keep that hundreds of thousands. Because I kept it in the company, that hundreds of thousands. It's mine. If they know you, Reuven, they don't make deals with you, Reuven, because you're affluent, they're not worried about you. Only because of me. So it comes to me. Only." Now we have a discussion. Is it true or not? So we have a machlokas, Rabbeinu Simcha, and the Rav, where a debt, the tax authorities have a tax on a partnership, and they release it, or part of it. Who does it go to? The one who requested it or not? Says the Mordechai, if the person requests it, and they say, because you request, we're giving it to you, but not your partner, to you. They say those words to you. Then the tax goes to you, not to your partner. You get the whole benefits of the release. Rabbi Simcha says, no, even in that case, you have to share it. When do you get the whole benefits? If you never made the request, they called you in and said, please come in, we're going to make a release, and only to you. Then you get the benefits. But if you come and make a request, and then they say to you, then you have to share it. Machlokas, when you come in and make a request, and then you say, it's released only to you, do you have to spread this or not? Now what would be in our case? Machlokas, everyone says, you have to share. Will everyone say you have to share? Will everyone say you have to only go to Shimon? Or will you say, it's Taka Machlokas? What's our case? Oh, we already have a machlokas over here. We'll see. Why is it? Tuli wants to say before you walk in. Everybody agrees. It only goes to Shimon.
Except, I still maintain that. But one could say the case is not even similar to our case because.
Okay, before you say that, I want to enjoy your first statement. Okay. Let's see opposing opinion. Did you hear the case when I repeated it? They what did they do? The bank called them in for a meeting because he hasn't been good with his payments. He came in and says, why haven't been good? This is my financial position. You need to make a good deal for me, but for me to survive. And then they made the deal. So is that called a request and a release based on a request, or it calls a voluntary release without a request?
That's unclear.
What is it?
That's unclear.
You know what?
Besides, I know what to say, so it's nothing to do with it.
No, you can't bring your iron.
I know about this is Mahalach already.
No, it's the new Mahalach.
Okay.
Because here, the mochsen are mochel the shutfis. No one was ever Malka Reuven here. There were only Malka
Shimon. The property, does it belong to Shutfin? Does the property
belong? The property does.
Yes, okay. So that
the debt does not.
The debt, which is on the property.
Yes.
Is on the property. A mortgage is on the property.
Correct.
So therefore, there's a debt that's based on the property.
Right.
Yes? Yeah? So therefore, who has the debt? The owners of the property. The bank doesn't realize.
Doesn't know that.
The bank doesn't realize that there's a partnership here. But really, it's the debt of the partnership.
They
weren't ever mochel
of the partnership. They weren't mochel of the partnership.
Fine, but what happens here?
They were only mochel.
What's the case?
So it's not the case with the
Gemara. Tell me what's the case.
But they were mochel Shimon.
What's the case?
They were not mochel Reuven. Reuven still owes money to the bank.
Okay, so in relation to the fact,
bankers know about it.
So what happened? So tell me what this is.
Shimon has a debt to the bank legally, and the bank is renegotiating with Shimon legally. Reuven's not even in the picture in terms of this discussion. Then Reuven and Shimon have their own internal disputes.
Well, it's not entirely true.
It's a machlokas.
Eric wants to say it's a machlokas. Very good. As I wanted to hear someone say that. Because?
Okay, so it's not machlokas. I didn't do anything. You stayed back, and now the bank is able to sit here. Here I'm going to give you some. That's not the case here. He's very much involved in getting there, really.
But the bank still called him in first.
Okay, but he was still very much involved. He didn't sit back and began taking here. Take a message.
So we've got two things to deal with. Firstly, Eric is saying, okay, the bank called them in because they're worried about the payments were made. But the actual request for the release was made by Shimon, one of the partners.
So when the bank called them in, they already planned what should we
do. They want to hear the story. They want to hear the story. They don't know what the story behind it.
They give us all the money now.
They want to hear the story. They want to see the position. Shimon actually made the actual request. Based on these, I want a release. Okay, so it's a request by one of the partners. If it's a request by one of the partners, and then the release is given, even if it's given just to one partner, and said only to you,
then it's a machlokas.
Then it's a machlokas. Now, the question is, we have to analyze this point of machlokas. They don't know there's a partner. So does that make it better or not?
It makes it not relevant. You can't.
Or is it irrelevant? Or it's irrelevant, this fact, and therefore it's exactly the same as the machlokas.
Or it's not. You can't even consider machlokas.
It means that Reuven is gaining nothing. He still owes money to the bank.
It's not the deal of cause because they don't care who's there, but it means.
If you say the partnership is a partnership, the gain from the debt that is being burdened, the fact the bank doesn't know about it hasn't changed.
Okay. So that's what Eric is saying at this stage, which I want to follow through with him. Maybe things will change as time goes on, but at this stage you're saying it still should be irrelevant to what the outcome should be. At the end of the day, what does it mean? It means, the case of Impodas, a request was made by one of the partners for a release. That's a fact. Even though they didn't know, a request by one of the partners for a release. The bank didn't voluntarily do it. And the bank released only him. Why did they only release him? Because they think he's the only him that's around. So it was a request by one of the partners and released only to him. So all the fact that they don't know that part just means they definitely did it for him. Yeah, because if it was another partner around, then banks don't do that nowadays. Yeah, because the banks don't say, we're going to release you got a partnership. The bank will never do such a thing. We know about your partnership, you've got a partnership, you've got debt to us called the mortgage. We're going to make a release. We want this release, the partnership, to only be beneficial for Reuven, not to Shimon. They can't do such a thing. Yeah. It's just a timsa that was created by the situation where even nowadays we can have a scenario with the bank saying we're only releasing you. Because we only know that you exist. Definitely that type of one. So if so, it was a request for a release by one of us and it was a release only to him. That's good for the machlokas. Should be a machlokas. Maybe things will develop, but that's how we're saying at the moment. Good for like Eric was. Now,
Let me ask you a question. The bank took Reuven to Beis Din after they were Malka and Shimon. Did they get money from him? For the debt? I think so.
Depends on the debt. Depends on this machlokas, isn't it?
No. It doesn't depend on this machlokas.
If you say it's a release of the partnership, so then it spreads.
Asking the other partners to find out that he really what? Was there.
I understand.
Are you asking if you find out he really was there?
That's if the after the fact, now they find out Reuven here, if they take him to Basin, we want the rest of the money.
I'll talk about that next week. Fine. Okay, so it should be machlokas. And therefore, it's a machlokas. Kibli, money, holding, but famous statements we like to say. So let's move to our next case, which is similar, and then compare the two, which is what we always like to do to get clarity. Not as big a case as the first case, another case, but also relevant. Levi's making a simcha. A simcha, Levi. Reuven and Shimon, his friends, want to buy him a present. So they club together and buy a very expensive silver menorah. Right? Now, Reuven went to buy it from the store using his money and Shimon's money together. And he gave the present over, of course. Reuven then realized that he holds a foreign passport and he can get tax back.
What, are there Americans in Israel?
Yeah. Living there, sure. Not tourists, necessarily. You can get tax back on the foreign passports. Depends where your main body of living is. Okay, that's for the tax.
Depends where your residence
this is. Okay.
The main body of living. Very important distinction.
Yes. Yeah. And how you define that is a whole big thing that speaks about us. Now, the Reuven has this foreign passport, ability to get tax back, Shimon doesn't. So Reuven says, okay, he has an idea. He goes, when he next flies, he takes the receipt with him, he takes a box with, which is empty. Because he's ready to give the present over, of course, he can't say anything of it. From the shop, the original shop, yeah. And he claims tax back. And they give him tax back. Right? So, tax back, what does that mean? It means the original item was cost less. So Shimon says to Reuven, okay, so then we have 50-50, so everyone gets now lower amount they have to pay.
How much do you double
it out? Tax? VAT?
70%.
Yeah. A menorah. $2,000, let's say. Yeah.
$2,000 menorah.
Yeah, $2,000 menorah. Expensive menorah. Real silver. Hatsufim. So, money comes back. But Reuven said no. Money doesn't come back. Goes only to me. Why?
My passport.
It's my passport. You don't have that ability. Therefore, when the tax authorities mokel the tax and release tax, who are they releasing it to? Out of the partnership?
To Reuven.
Only to Reuven. They say, only you, Mr. Reuven.
Reuven asked for it.
Says my focus. Reuven asked for it. Says my focus. So one of the partners asked for it, and one was given for him. So he came through asking. So the Chorit should be the same. Machlokas.
Okay. A little bit more complicated with that. Explain to you why. Because that is really when the seller gives the VAT to the government, it's not the seller's money, it's the buyer's money. It's the buyer that has to pay VAT, and the seller is just holding the trust
right.
To the buyer. It never leaves the shoes to the buyer until it goes to the government. So when Reuven gets back 100% of the VAT, he's really getting half of Shimon's money.
Fine, but that's all true by all tax debts.
No.
Yeah. We'll know all the shufis. There's a debt from the shufis of tax. And then the tax authority says, we'll move all that debt of the shuk first, but only to one partner that he should benefit. It's the same thing.
There's two possibilities. Either he has to give half the tax to the other guy, or he has to give half the tax back to the government. He's not entitled to
it. Okay. Overall,
that will be the big topic of one of the big topics of next month called Dinner Developers and Dinner.
Okay. Oh, we're getting to it finally. Okay.
I think you're able to hold this and not stone me next month. Okay. Been with me long enough not to leave.
Okay. What makes this case very different, and maybe this could apply to the other case as well, and that is, it's unlike a regular shift, it's not possible for the VAT to go back to his partner. Meaning only Reuven is a foreign resident, so only Reuven is even entitled to love. Well, that's why sort of, do they choose?
Yeah, you said it's Eric.
No, he's saying give back half. I'm saying that the whole Humach Locus by Shutras is only when the bank could have given it to both, and the bank chose to only give it to one. And that's when you say, okay, well, when did they choose, you know, but in our case, they could not have chosen. They only could give it to the first one.
They can only give half of it to the first one.
Okay, but they only give anything to the first one. The other person never could have even claimed it.
But okay.
You could say they made a mortgage, maybe. Mortgage also. The mortgage only for Shimon, maybe.
But that's just a reason why they're doing it to him. Because that one they could, either because they don't want to, like in our first case, or the second one, you don't qualify for us law-wise to give it. Yeah? Yeah? But that's just two reasons why it's definitely to this guy. But at the end of the day, even though it's definitely to this guy, even nowadays we can have a story, it's definitely to this guy, but he still asks for it. So show the whole of the same machlokes. But here we have to analyze a bit the reasoning of Rabbeinu Simcha. What's the reasoning behind Rabbeinu Simcha who says that it's you spread it, even though they said specifically, it's you and only you? They say, oh, you and only you. No, you still spread, because you ask. I understand the Mordechai. I don't understand the Rabbeinu Simcha. If they said specifically, you ask money, you know what? We're making a release only to you, and you shouldn't get any benefits. Why can't it can't go to you? Why does it have to spread? Why is Rabbeinu spread? What's the reasoning behind it? Let's see. So Rabbeinu Simcha explains himself a bit. Number four. Avilo Hocha Mocha Lemtza. Even though they said only to Reuven, you have to spread it for Shimon. I feel Bishon, even they said to him, why? Dein Shutov Cholek Shalo Ladas Chaver. Because a partner can't split up the partnership without consent of his fellow partner. Based on the Gemara and Bavitsi, as we read last month, we read it again. Omer Rava, Rava says, Hani betrays Ovid Iska. You got two guys doing a partnership. Bahadi Hadadi into business together. The Rebbe, they make profits. The Loma Chadlach Abbeiro, and one says to the other one, Tell Lipstick, let's break it up. Yomele Itich Nirchatavei, and the other one says, no, I want to continue. Dinu Tamakov. Of course, we listen to the guy who listens to you because you can't split up the partnership in middle partnership. Says Rabbeinu Simcha, that's why, even if the tax authority says, we're local and only to you and we don't want him to benefit, you have to spread it to him because you can't spread up, break up the partnership. Now, he says those words.
Why?
What does it mean? What does it mean, those words? He says, you know why you have to spread it? Even though they want it to him, you have to spread it because you can't break up the partnership in the middle. What does that mean? Why? What does it mean? But does that mean that I come and I say I want to give you a present you have to share it with your partner?
Is this a present to the business? Is this a present because of the business? To do with the business? Yeah, it's a private present. It's not private for you, it's the business.
The difference is you made the effort. If the shutter made the effort, then that's the shutter. You can't take, oh, it's my didn't work, I get it. But if they come and give you a present, that's what they gave it to them. They didn't give it to the
shukras.
They gave it to that person.
Well, in the case of the
Molson,
they gave it to the
shukras. One example, two people of partners are selling some stuff. One guy goes down the road and tells him. He doesn't actually tell the other people that he's got another partner. So he can say, oh,
all right, that's what we use your... Yes? Because they said, owed it to you? Yeah, that's true. Yes, Shmuel, that's it.
you do say sometimes that they don't split. And we don't say it's always a partnership and they own everything. You say that if he asks, then it goes, then it's split. They both get the benefit. And if he doesn't ask, if they come on their own, then it goes.
So we see, now we have, yeah, you have to use that sort of halacha or certain sentence. Like Rabbi Yosef is saying, he's saying, if you come and ask, doesn't matter if they then say it's only two, you have to share. If they call you in and say, we're giving it to you, then you don't need to share. What's the difference? So you can't split up the partnership in the middle, so what's the difference? The difference is very simple. If they call you in, they're giving a present. And they say to you, can I give a present? To you, not to him. They don't give you better than him. If you come and ask, who are you when you come and ask? Who are you? Are you Mr. Reuben or are you Mr. Business? Who are you when the bank sees you in front of you? Who are you? According to Rabbeinu Simcha, who are you?
You're the business.
You're the business. So who are you? The business is asking for a release. And therefore, since the business is asking for a release, it's a release to the business debt. If it's a release to the business debt, it's not a present, it's a release to the business debt. You can't say, well, it's a release to the business debt, but only you should benefit. What do you mean? It's a release to the business debt, so therefore, whoever owns the business has to benefit. So now we understand the rule. Rabbeinu Simcha. Now it's very clear to us. Your partner, you're working for the partnership, you're representing the partnership, and they're releasing it because of the partnership. Even though they like you better than say you test you, but they're releasing it because of the partnership. So therefore, it has to be spread with the partnership, as Eric says, in that particular case. So now I have the question on the other foot. So how can the Mordechai Leram say, no, you still get it in that such a case? What do you mean? They didn't give a present. They released a debt of the partnership. And you, whose partnership? Reuben Shimon. You have to spread it. How can Reuben just take the benefits? In our case, Shimon. How can Shimon take just the benefits?
Step down. In both cases, people request, where it's not a request, they call in. They both said it's going back to one partner.
Yes.
So why can you only give a present?
Because we only interpret it as a present and not a release of the debt of the partnership when they just call you in the commitment. But you, because you came as a request, we're answering your request. Well, no, we're answering your request. Your request is, the business is in distress. The business needs a release. Release the business. But I should only benefit from the release of the business. So they said, okay, we're releasing the businesses. Debt, but you should only benefit. That's what they're saying. But they're saying what we're physically doing, not giving presents, we're giving it a release of the business. But we only want you to benefit.
No, they
have no right to do it. I haven't got that power to do such a thing. But now what's the Shadon Mordechai? Why, Taka, can you take it for himself?
In the whole case, you said the business. I don't see why it should be the business. Only there is the business.
No, because I can give presents. So the case, I understand Rabbeinu Simcha. Rabbeinu Simcha, I call him. Fine, that doesn't bother me. Rabbeinu Simcha says if you don't get a request and they just call you in and they say, we want to give you Mr. Reuben a present, they don't have to do such a thing. No, they're not doing this. I'm not relating our case, I'm relating to Rabbeinu Simcha. A Rabbeinu Simcha case. Okay, so what's the shot?
Mordechai? If he goes, he's representing himself. He's not presenting. He doesn't make the request. He's thinking about himself, about me. He goes there with the shots, and therefore, the person is doing
so the Mordechai says, there's another Gemara, which we learned last one as well. Look at number 5. Tana Rabbanan. Shai Ashur Haisaban Lechaz Bamidba. They have a caravan going in the wilderness. From the guys of Dorfa. Came along bandits and took it money away. One of them saved the goods. If he says, I'm doing it for myself, it's okay, he gets the benefit of it. Hey, Kodomi, what's the case? We're talking about partners. And one of them is saying, I'm doing it for myself. Could go and say, says the Gemara, you know what? It works, he can take it for himself. Because a partner is allowed to represent himself under these case and circumstances. As Rashi says, because b'mokum hesed, you can represent yourself and not represent the company. Meaning, we've got a clue. Whenever you're asking or doing something on the partnership money, you are representing the partnership whether you like it or not. You can scream to your head off, you're representing the partnership. And so just bring them in, doesn't matter. You're a part of the partnership, you're working on partnership money, you're requesting something partnership money. Therefore, you are representing the partnership whether you like it or not. Yeah. You're an effort to the partnership. However, could go in there, but when there's a chance of loss of money, then you can represent yourself and say, I'm not representing the partnership, I'm just representing myself, I'm working for myself, not under the partnership at all. That's what we learned last time. Says the Mordechai, that's why when he makes a request for a release of a debt, he can keep it for himself even though he made the request, because he's making a request not having to represent the company, because he doesn't have to represent the company, because there's a chance of a loss and he wants to make a recovery of money and not have a loss, so he can represent himself and not have to represent the partnership. So therefore when he's making that request, it's not a request from the company, it's a request, a personal request, and therefore then he can say it's up to you and you don't have to go spread it because you're not representing the company under these circumstances. So that's the whole discussion over here, Rabbeinu Simcha, Rabbi Mordechai. When you make the request, are you representing the partnership whether you like it or not? Or no, you can represent yourself because this is a situation where there's a potential loss involved and thereby I can recover.
Right. Why would that be called a potential loss?
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the case of the tax release. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Who are you
says that if you ask for yourself and then it wasn't offered, which said I had to make a request and then it was given to me, I can keep it for myself. That's all he says. Yeah. Rabbi Simcha is very good. Even when you ever ask under partnership, you're asking for the partnership. So how can you keep it? So he said, no, I'm not asking for the partnership because I can represent myself under these circumstances. So it prevents a loss. Very simple.
So when he says, I knew I'd see a lot sooner. In the case of Shimon, he didn't say I knew I'd see a lot sooner.
Of course he was.
Who's the only one that had the
money? You're the only one. Yeah, he's saying, doesn't he? Even he said afterwards, yeah. He's Musa, can he give him the chavan? We said that last month he can make a shvua to say that's his kavana. That's what he said. As long as that's his kavana, and over here he doesn't even approve it because it's all under his name. The whole debt's under his name. And he's the one in financial stress. He's the one who they're releasing it and never release it for Reuven. Of course, he's asking for himself.
Why is it matter what he said? Why is it matter with AK? If AK was so phony, then it's to him. Why is it matter with AK?
Because if they say it's for the partnership, if you like it or not.
Why? He came on his own second.
First of all, I said, you came on second, you know what? You came on second, but there's other people in the same situation you are, who are your partners, and we're giving it as a general thing to you, so you force each other. They have to say, Seth can feel.
And the worst case with a loss.
So now, we have to see, therefore we've answered everyone's opinion side. Yeah, where they're coming from. So, let's see the Shulchanot. Shulchanot, number 6 says like this. Who do Paschim like? Who do we Paschim like? Rabbeinu Simcha or not? Up to now we haven't seen the Shulchanot. Who does he hold? Maybe like Mordechai Meir or Simcha. So the Shulchanot says some Kuv Eichens. Shutfin, Shabikish Echo Mehem, Mamocha Shimchala. There was a request for release. Umochalo, and they didn't release him. Hula emsa, you have to spread it. Ki'ilu hushluchim, Levat Jerusalem. As if he's just representing the company, you have to spread it. It's mamish like the Peshat I just told you. Even though he made a personal request and they gave it a release personally to him, you have to spread it because he is definitely representing, whether he liked it or not, the whole bang lot of shluchim over here. He can't represent himself. If they themselves, without a request at all, said to him, they can't say, come in, we want to give you money over here. Yeah, we don't have to worry about this money which you have an idea that you have to pay for you. Then Ainochanami, you shalolabat. So who is the Shulchanach basking like? Rabbeinu Simcha. Clearly like Rabbeinu Simcha. That if there's any request, you still have to spread it. If so, in both our cases, poshuts, yeah, in both our cases, what would be the halacha? That's anyway, both our cases, where there's a release, through, even though it's done through a request, it, since it was done through a request, both our cases, what's the halacha? You have to show it. But, and here's the but. The big question is, but what about Mordechai's Gemara? The Gemara says, go in there, you don't have to be a partner. You do not need to represent the partnership. You're not forced to represent the partnership under these circumstances. When there's a loss involved or recovery involved, you don't have to represent the partnership. So you can just represent yourself. So says you do, but it should be applicable in our case. That's normal case, not in our case. In fact, the Chumash Sefer should ask this question. I've been talking about the case of Rabbi Simcha, because not actually relating to our case, we'll relate it soon. Yeah. Also, Rabbi Simcha's got a sorrow. You're a partnership and you represent the person whether you like it or not, but it's not true. This is the exception to the rule which we discussed last week, that you don't have to represent the partnership when you're protecting yourself. So, what about that Gemara? How are you going to ask that Gemara, Rabbi Simcha? No, this is your time to think. The first time tonight. Well, since the beginning, at least. How is Rabbeinu Simcha going to understand why the Gemara and Baba Kama is not applicable to his case? Why is the Baba Kama not applicable to his case? I can represent myself.
You have to define what Aveda means. So the Gemara, you know, the way the Shulchan Aruch is defining the Gemara is Aveda, it means an unexpected, you know, Gnavim, things like that. That's called Aveda. But still, being mokel an existing debt that I knew about and I agreed to, or as a common tax, that's not called an evasion of the Well, the Mordechai would have argued, no, that is called an evasion.
Okay. Good. It smells a good direction. Can't criticize you.
I was thinking quite kind of similar. The Pitka Gomorrah, the Ganavim, they destroy the partnership. There's no partnership. Once they take it.
We already said last month, it's still, there's no Yish, it's not Hefka, it belongs to everybody, according to at least most of the Peshatim over there. Even it's under the Ganavim's hands, it's still under partnership in the Ganavim's hands. Because there's a way to recover it. So without reading the answer, Tuli has already given a direction. So let's see what the Shulman Zedeshin. The Shulman Zedeshin asks the question, and he gives two answers, and has big enough commitments to our case. Says Shulman Zedeshin. Rabbeinu Simcha Ve'enu, Zerishir Poliga Hachsvar. They argue on this logic of the Mordechai in relationship to this Gemara and Baba Kama. They say it's not applicable. But why? Give you two reasons. First, given the Dorim Yachad Bisibu Venosin Toda Yachad Bechol Mini Olim Lo Shakan Lo Meshut Bechosh of Dasher. Because it's not applicable in Rabbeinu Simcha's case, because you're not splitting up the partnership. Because all you do is getting a tax release. You're still partners afterwards. The case of the Gemara is when you say, that's it. We're no more. Finished. We're totally separate. Nothing to do with each other anymore. Okay? You can do that, but you have to do it. You can't say that, you know what, we're staying partnerships, but for this matter, I'm going to take the benefit out of here just for myself. What do you mean? The only way to take the benefit of yourself is you break up the partnership. And you can break up the partnership, but you did break up the partnership. You're still together afterwards. If you're still together afterwards, then the Maisa, even though you had the opportunity to break it, because I agree, even in this case of tax, it's the same as the Gomorrah's level. You could break it up. I agree to the Mordechai, but you didn't. In fact, on the ground, you stayed partners afterwards. So if you're still partners afterwards, of course you have to spread it. You have to share it. Yeah, you can't choose to pick and choose. Either split, you don't split. That's his first test. Second test. You can take it for yourself. That's only that particular case. not exactly like Sunni saying, but he's using the logic term, where he's putting himself into extreme danger to make such an operation of recovery. Under that circumstances, he can have the benefit of actually taking it for himself. Because he's putting himself in danger. So he can say, I'm putting myself in danger, not for partnership, I'm doing it for myself.
Together with our partner.
Yeah, everyone understands, built into, as we mentioned, Evan, I'm not sure I mentioned this last month, Evan also says, it's built into the original contract that you have to go so bright, then this you can, if you're, this type of action you can represent yourself. Abu Bakosha Ba'alma says Rabbeinu Simcha, well, you're not putting yourself in danger, you're just saying, please, could you make a release for me? That's, you're not putting yourself in danger. No. That doesn't have the power to allow you to represent yourself. Only the case of the Gemara you can represent yourself when you put yourself into danger. Not when you just make it a bakasha, please release me. Then you can't represent yourself. That's a lines of tulisim. There were two different answers in Rabbeinu Simcha. Now, let's relate it to our case, and this is where we finish tonight. It's the last Maror Mogemus. It's also a Kiddush Ras. Okay. So, we pass like Rabbeinu Simcha, but there's two logics in Rabbeinu Simcha. There's Rabbeinu Simcha that says that you have to represent the partnership because you're still a partner afterwards. But I agree, if you're not a partner afterwards, you don't have to represent the partnership. I agree to the Mordechai in that case. There's another Rabbeinu Simcha that says you always have to represent the partnership because you're not in danger. Okay, let's look at our cases now relative to that. In any of the cases of the our cases tonight, we're discussing with the bank of the mortgage and the tax authorities in the airports. Is there danger, physical danger, for making a request? Even in Eretz Israel, you're not going to get any damage from making such a request. Yeah, you make a test. No. Everyone's nice, and no one's going to hurt you for making a request. So there's definitely no room for the logic of, I'm in danger, therefore I work for myself. No, you have to work for the partnership. So therefore, if under that logic, in both cases, of course, the benefit goes to both. But if the logic is, I agree, even in tax-related issues, you can split yourself off. But you have to split yourself off. You can't carry on partnership. Then there's a big difference between the two cases. In the first case, is there a continuation of partnership after the release of tax, or not a continuation of partnership after the release of tax? In the case of the mortgage or the bank, are they still partners together? Of course. So therefore, that case, even under this logic, that case, what would be the halacha?
Split.
You have to split, because you could split, but you didn't split. You didn't cut you off. You could have taken it yourself and say, I'm finished, I'm no longer bothered, but you didn't. You carried on. So you still have to split the benefits. But in the second case, where they were partners in this present Talevi, are they in a continuation partnership together? No. Is there anything which is keeping them together after the release of the tax? They have anything to do with that? They're not to partners with Lau afterwards. So therefore, even though we pass like Rabbi Simcha, maybe that's only applicable in the mortgage case. We're going to say you have to share it because you're still partners. But in the case of the tax and the silver cup, we're not partners. So therefore, I can split. I can represent myself, and I can keep it to myself. And therefore, that's where we're holding this week. It's not the bottom line. Of course, not the bottom line. We have to analyze the source of matters. Eric, which they brought up very good points in relation
case,
to the
case. The mortgage case is the bottom line.
The mortgage mechila
is the bottom line already.
The mortgage mechila is the bottom line until I say otherwise. Yeah, this is the suck.
Be enduring, bottom line.